is there a state of a calm mind when you're not thinking about anything, or is it okay if you're reflecting on, let's say, your meditations, you know, this wasn't that bad, I can think of a way to prove it, as
yeah.
opposed to judging this wasn't bad.
Yes.
Reflecting state of calm.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, if there wasn't, we'd get, yeah, it'd be hopeless. Or we just wouldn't be able to encourage ourselves. But yes, absolutely. The mind is capable of becoming very still and clear. And then even within the stillness, the mind can be reflecting. Or sometimes the reflection itself is so focused that the mind becomes very clear. So there's different permutations of that, but absolutely the mind is capable of becoming very, very still, very quiet, and very, very clear. And of course that's why we need to develop the skills of being able to, yeah, like just like the topic of the day of calming the busy mind. Not so much that we're trying to annihilate and destroy the busy mind so that we can get this mind, but recognizing that, oh, the busy mind tends to be agitating and tends to be restless. And there is there is an experience of the clear mind that is possible, and developing the skills and the tools that allow us to access that. Sometimes it's it's important to recognize, yeah, that there is this possibility within the mind. And it's important that we have an expectation that we can do it. But it also is important to be, again, it's that judging if we're judging ourselves all the time and if we don't make the mind, you know, utterly blissful and stable, then we've somehow failed. That's an obstacle. But I think it is important to encourage ourselves and recollect the fact, yeah, we are capable of experiencing peaceful, clear states of mind. Within the range of possibility of having a human mind. And it was like the Buddha saying, if it wasn't possible to experience that, I wouldn't teach it. But it is possible, so you have to put forth the effort.